Up north and down south. Prepositions for expressing directions. It's very common to use prepositions and preposition-based phrases to talk about where a place is in relation to where you are yourself. This could be within a country, a region, or a city. There are some subtle differences in the way speakers of British and American English do this. In this post, I'll discuss some of the most common ones. Both British and American English speakers use the preposition up to talk about places to the north of where they are. The distance is not important. The place could be hundreds of miles away in a different part of the country, or just a few miles away in the same city. For example, she got a job up in Maine. I'm going up to visit my parents. We're going up to the Lake District for a week. Conversely, the preposition down is used to talk about places to the south of where you are. For example, he commutes down to Richmond for work. How often do you go down to shop there? They do things differently down in Cornwall. When Americans talk about a place up north, they can either mean the northeastern US in general, or a place in a northerly direction relative to where the person is. In some contexts, the phrase may have a rather political connotation of not being part of the former Confederacy. For example, she grew up in Alabama but moved up north in her 20s. For the English, there is some debate about where the north begins. However, a place up north would certainly be at least as far north as Birmingham and no further than the Scottish border. For example, people up north are used to the cold weather. Down south is used in exactly the same way for the opposite direction. For Americans, it can carry the connotation of being in or toward the former Confederacy. So non-Confederate states further west, such as Missouri and Texas, are usually referred to simply as South. For example, I haven't been down south in a long time. They went south to visit friends in Texas. In British English, down south is simply the opposite of up north. For example, people down south aren't as friendly as they are up north. Interestingly, American speakers use the phrase out west to talk about places to the west of the Mississippi River. However, there is no equivalent phrase for the east. Conversely, they often use the phrase back east, but not back west. These uses reflect the history of east to west travel by European settlers in the 18th and 19th centuries. For example, the scenery out west is spectacular. We moved out here 20 years ago, but we still have a lot of family back east. British English does not use these phrases, but both British and American speakers use the phrase over to for places to the east or west of where they are. For example, we're driving over to Idaho to visit our son in college. If you found this post useful, you might also like this post, which is linked in this blog from 2015, in which I discuss some more prepositions we use when talking about travel.